All along in this program, we've been using the word leverage. And now we're going to use leverage in its most pronounced way and add it to our persuasion formula. If you remember, we have connection, gaining of trust, value, personalizing benefit. We just discussed urgency, which is accelerating that value. So now it's important to recognize those three pieces together give us an equation. The level of connection that we have, plus the level of value that we've generated, plus the level of urgency that exists, will give us a state of affairs in a sale, in a business, and in an overall company, and in a marketplace that we call leverage. So we've been talking about leverage all along, and leverage is really the heart of this program. So let's look at some definitions. For some perspective, the dictionary defines leverage as positional advantage or the action or mechanical leverage of a lever. You remember that in school, the lever and the fulcrum to move heavy weight or to move or lift. So those are definitions you can find in the dictionary, but in a sales mind's way of thinking, the sales mind defines leverage as, on the left side, how much effort and skill it takes to produce, on the right side, massive results in the form of attracting transactions. So naturally, what a sales mind is trying to do is to leverage their time and their energy and their resources to produce massive results. Now, in selling terms again, leverage is simply this combination of perceived value, you know, how much or how little, plus urgency, and then plus that connection we have that gives us some type of position in a specific transaction or with an entire account. And it's where the sales mind, they sense they're at in getting this business or not. It's the sense of leverage that they've worked hard to gauge and understand. And to fully understand leverage, a person really has to understand this inherent struggle, first of all, between the buyer and the seller, this economic tug of war, because the buyer and the seller both have motives and they're opposite.